And I'm very pleased to be joined by three people in the studio talking cricket. We've got John Lever, the former Essex and England... Not a fast bowler, were you?
Swing bowler, more than
swing
that.
Bowler. Yeah. Welcome to you, John. We've got Paul Webb, who's the chairman of Brentwood. I called you Brentwood County Cricket Club. It's just the words county and cricket seem to go together. Welcome to you, Paul.
Hi there.
And Dave Turner, who is, of course, our sports guy here at Phoenix FM on a Friday night with the commentary box.
Allegedly.
Now, John, welcome to you. Now, you're part of something called the Lashings, which probably most people who are into cricket are aware of. But just for anybody who's not so much into the game, just tell us briefly what the Lashings is all about.
A group of professionals, international players. I can go back a couple of years when I know Tendulkar actually came over and played. He was looking for a game of cricket, and Lashings helped him out, and he played for them. So we've got a fairly professional setup, I think, of players who can still hold their own, certainly in some county cricket circles, and want to carry on playing but don't want the commitment of county cricket or international cricket anymore.
Because one of the great things about cricket, unlike some other sports, is that you can... How can I put this delicately? Because you're still very young. But it is something where your career can last a lot longer than other professional sports, isn't it?
And, it can last as long as you want, yeah.
Which
I think
is one of the great things about it.
I think so, yeah. You're a long time retired in most sports, and I think old England sides, seniors, golf, and all this sort of stuff is quite nice to see.
Yeah. And Paul, from Brentwood, you've got something coming up next week with the Lashing. Tell us about that.
Next Friday, yeah, hugely excited. We've got the guys coming down to play against our first team next Friday. 35-over game, starting at 2:30. And having looked at the lineup of the players that we're expecting, it really should be quite a contest. We're looking forward to it.
Brilliant. And Dave, what's your take on this?
I'm quite excited, actually. I'm really tempted to skip a day off work.
You shouldn't say that on the radio.
It's like no one at work listens. They all live the other side of London, I'm safe. Because it's quite exciting, because you've got some really... Not just ordinary people. You just think, oh, yeah, I remember when he played X amount of years ago. These are like... I don't know how to describe them. Sort of like legends of the game, really.
I think so, yeah. I think they've most of them that play have built up a reputation in the game. I think Ian Harvey's going to be playing in this game on Friday. And although he didn't play an awful lot of international cricket, everybody remembers the way he bowled in one-day cricket. Mm. And I was on the other end of that at Lords. I played in a game, some charity game, and he was bowling little seamers. And I thought, well, I'll give him a whack. If he pitches it up again, I'll give it a whack. And he pitched it up, and it was that one out the back of his hand, the slower ball, and the middle stump went out the ground. And I thought...
So much
sucker.
For knocking that one out of the ground.
Absolute sucker.
But there's some names in there. Jason Gillespie of Australia, Gordon Greenidge. I should remember this. I looked on the website like 10 minutes ago.
Mushtaq.
Some of these names are absolutely fantastic. Just how is it that you actually get them to play for Lashings? Why is it they're not playing for a local small team such as maybe Brentwood?
Well, I think the same situation. It's fun to still play with people that you've played against or played with at the top level, and the changing room never doesn't change. It's always the banter in there, yeah, is fantastic. And the same with club cricket, you get with your mates, and that's what team games are all around. And I think that's part of it. The guy David Forbes put it together, and he's managed to build up. I think we've got about 25, 26 fixtures this year, which is quite a bit. He's built up a fairly comprehensive sponsorship, and the lads just go around and enjoy themselves. Now, Henry Alonga would be singing Mess and Dormer and everything else that goes with it.
I've got to ask, will the England guys be giving Jason Gillespie shed loads of stick?
You've got to give every Aussie a lot of stick, haven't you?
Because obviously the slating, everybody's it's probably one of the most famous ones, the Australia versus England slatings that go on with the Ashes. So he must feel rather lonesome out there, just being the only Aussie out there.
There's always someone to talk to him, isn't there? He's not going to feel lonely. I should think if there's any in the crowd that want to talk to him, I think they should as well.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. The thing is, you said yesterday, Paul, that the Lashings team always bat first. John, is there a reason for this?
I think they feel as though they can control the game that way. We do play against some fairly small club sides. Now, Brentwood are a good side, somewhere near the top of the Premier League.
Twice champions, I believe.
All right, enough of that. Yeah. But we do play against even small village sides, and if the opposition happened to bat first and end up with 60 or 50, then the contest has gone. So it's just a little bit of an insurance policy, hopefully, that we get a proper game of cricket and a full game of cricket.
And the fact that there's a nice long lunch beforehand probably helps as well.
That's right, yeah. You've got to have time. They're not allowed to drink before the game. But, it's the long lunch and then one or two of us have a sit down and the batters go out and do the bit.
Now, the other thing you did say, you still got tables available. How many can you fit on a table and how much are we looking at?
10 to a table and £60 a head, and that includes a four-course meal and obviously entry to the ground and match day programme and everything else. There are other tables available. I think there might be one left where you might be able to get, because Lashings have brought a squad of 12, there might be a 12th table now that can still have a Lashings player join you on the table for lunch. But don't hold me to that, it might have been snapped up already. But £60 a head, tables of 10. And, I mean, it's free bar as well all day. I should really point that out because it really
it's worth it just for the 60
really
for the free bar.
Quite a cracking deal, yeah.
The lunch is quite an affair. There was always a couple of comedians that come along with the Lashing setup. I don't mean the players. There's a couple of comedians that are going right the way through lunch. And it's quite an affair, it really is.
Are these known comedians or are these just...
They're professionals. They are professionals and they bounce off each other and sort of chat all the way through. There'll be auctions, there'll be all sorts of little gimmicks that go on through the lunch as well.
Now, that's the one thing. You did say last night there is a holiday a raffle being held for a holiday.
We've got a grand raffle. The main prize has been donated by the Antigua and Barbuda Tourist Board, for which obviously we're very grateful. And it's a 7-night stay in, I think it's St James's Hotel or something in Antigua itself. The tickets for that are available in the High Street today, £2 each. Which is nothing, really, if you know, stand the chance to win a 7-night stay in Antigua.
I'll have 100.
Done. And they're being sold alongside the match day programme. And the match day programme's £3. So, for the sake of a fiver, you get entry.
That's absolutely nothing, is it, these days?
It's not, exactly.
That's
so, for the sake of a fiver, you get entry to the ground on the day. And obviously the chance to win this holiday.
What's the weather going to be doing next Friday, Paul?
Fingers crossed it's going to be good. The forecast not as good as it was maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, but I think it's meant to be dry,
which is the main thing. It's organised.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Booked,
look,
yeah.
Do you guys have 5 minutes maybe to hang around? Because we do need to just squeeze in one of these.
Phoenix FM.
It's Alan Johnson with the Feel Good Saturday until 12 o'clock, joined by Dave Turner from the commentary box here on Phoenix FM. Also, John Lever from the World Lashings 11 and Paul Webb, chairman, that's your role, isn't it, Paul?
It is, yep.
Of the Brentwood Cricket Club, talking about the match next Friday afternoon. The weather's going to be great, the sun's going to shine, it's going to be dry. It's a 35 overs match, that's right, isn't it?
35 overs, yes. Yeah. Starting at half past two.
Your gates are opening a little bit before that, aren't they?
Yeah, well, most importantly, the public bars open at about 11:30, so there'll be a good warm-up.
Right, that's the main thing.
Probably.
I like that. Yeah, the most important thing. Don't worry about the cricket, but the bar is open at 11:30.
You're going to be at work that day, aren't you?
I will.
It's a real shame. What a shame. And you're putting up the Brentwood Buccaneers, isn't it?
Brentwood Buccaneers. Yeah, the Buccaneers is the brand of our limited overs team.
Right.
So on a Saturday for the league, it's just Brentwood Cricket Club, and then in the 2020 format and anything limited overs, we put on the coloured pyjamas. And
what colour are you in?
We're a maroon.
Maroon.
What colour is a sort of okay. maroon? Yes.
Okay. Lashings have got this black outfit with a little bit of yellow here and there.
Right.
Which not everybody's cup of tea, but that's our brand.
We will be able to distinguish anyway. That's the main thing. John, you've actually, obviously you've got long associations with Essex, but you've played against Brentwood many times before, but there was a particular match a few years ago, wasn't there?
Oh, quite a few years ago, yeah. But soon after I came on the staff, I was on the staff in 67, so that's how long we're going back. But when Brentwood were then a county ground, Essex used to move their cricket round over about 8 different grounds. And I do remember Brentwood being selected for a one-day game, playing against Kent. Obviously, the venue's just right over the bridge, through the tunnel, as it was then. And lots of Kent supporters turned up.
Shows how far you're going back.
I know. It's frightening, isn't it?
Yeah. And what about the old England 11 back in... When was that? That was about 5 years ago, was
it? We brought a side to... I think we got beaten, didn't we?
I think we may have done.
I think we did. We got run off our feet. One or two of the old fellas were still struggling after lunch, and obviously we didn't have any ice baths. That was the problem.
Yeah.
If we'd had those, we could have got through the day. But
of course,
we've got them now, and the lads refused to go in them.
So what's going to happen next Friday then? What are the predictions? Dave, you're impartial here. Are you impartial, or who are you supporting here?
I'm very impartial. I'm going with the Lashings 11 all the way.
We're looking at stopping the buses at some stage, just in case the sixes start going over the road.
You better defend the Buccaneers. Go on.
I think we'll give them a good game. Yeah, I mean, I know what John said earlier about controlling the game by batting first, but I'd really like to think we will give them a really good game.
Do the Buccaneers have... Do you have youth on your side, perhaps?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, we'll There's be running be rings around them. Yeah.
They have the experience.
They do. Yeah, they have. They have
youth versus experience.
I'm going with the experience all the way. I'm just thinking: have you got enough spare balls? Because obviously, when I came down last season for one of the 2020 games, you kept losing the balls in between the sort of like the trees and the bushes.
Yeah, that's usually a problem. But we're going to put some fencing up, just obviously for when we're batting
and get some more balls in.
Yeah, and we're using the bright orange balls as well, which tend to be easier to find.
Paul, just moving on from the Lashings just for a moment, how are things at the club generally? Is it going well?
Really well, yeah, good, really well. Good. I mean, as we mentioned a minute ago, we've won the league for the last 2 years at first 11 level. We're top again at the moment this season, in so we're 6 or 7 games in so far, so looking good. Yeah, we've got 5 sides out on a Saturday. Second team are also well placed. Third and fourth team both need a little bit of luck really to start climbing the league, but we always struggle at this time of year because we have so many kids either playing at Brentwood School or away at university that we're kind of a little bit sort of weaker. We're not sort of short of numbers, but we're a little bit weaker at the moment. So
you're looking to build that up, are you?
Oh, very much so. Yeah. We're always
I have to say, it's a success story, isn't it? It's good as a cricketer. I look towards Brentwood and think they've got it right, and it'd be nice to see other clubs going down the same line. Plenty of players, a go-ahead committee, arranging things like this. To make money to put back into cricket,
but you must see a lot of clubs around the country
struggling,
that are similar sort of size, and
very much so,
and so you can compare.
Very much so. There is certainly going into London, there's quite a few schools that are not playing cricket anymore, and dare I say it, it looks like it's down to the public schools to be carrying on the mantle of providing cricketers, which is wrong.
Yeah,
completely wrong. The clubs are doing their bit. You've probably got lots of youngsters on a Colts night.
Oh yeah, Friday night there'll be 250 kids up there,
which is wonderful. Fantastic.
Yeah. You say, because I tried to play cricket when I was at school, and it just wasn't the big thing to be done. The school I went to was mainly, unfortunately, I don't know why I went there, but they'd done rugby. And rugby was the main thing that they'd done. And I think it is time that a lot more schools actually focus on the cricket and bring the kids through.
It does cost money. You know, you can't just say we're going to run cricket. You need a pitch, you need a groundsman. It is a problem with the amount of money it costs. And I think with the clubs actually taking on the mantle to push cricket forward with the infrastructure they've got, it's the way to go.
You're doing a lot of stuff with schools, is that right, John?
I'm at a school still. I'm at Bancroft School, rivals of Brentwood over the road. I think we're doing our bit. We supply Wood for Wells, which is our local cricket club.
Right.
Quite a few of our players carry on playing and go there. Mm. And my job is not to produce county players, although that would be nice, but to ensure that people enjoy cricket and go on and play after they leave school.
Which is absolutely what it's all about, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
It's got to be.
I think so.
Yeah.
We've a little advert here. We've got Muralitharan coming in on the 27th of, that's Monday week. He's coming in to do a little off-spin session with our bowlers.
Brilliant. Well, look, Musket, let you guys go. Before you do go, John, do just remind us of some of the names in the line. Do a bit of name dropping. Who's in
name dropping?
The
well, it's the side's captained by De Freitas, Daffy, as he's known affectionately, who's doing quite a good job with the side. We've got Jaffa, the Indian opening batsman. Wasim Jaffa could be playing.
Right.
Hopefully, one or two that we're not 100% certain are going to be there, but Gordon Greenidge said he's going to make the effort to get over. Saqlim Mushtaq, Mohammed Akram, James Marshall, the New Zealand player, Ian Butler, New Zealand player, a whole host of...
Absolutely international lineup.
Yeah, it's like a who's who from each international cricket team.
Yeah.
How about Curtly Ambrose?
No, he's not. He's not on the plane. He's hoping to get over this summer and play a couple of games for us, but he's not going to be playing on Saturday.
We have got Devon Malcolm though, which isn't a bad substitute.
He's still a big fella, Devon. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, look, thank you guys very much for coming in. Paul, you're going to be in the high street today.
Absolutely,
selling
yeah.
programmes. £3, you said?
£3 each, plus another two for the chance to win that holiday in Antigua.
For the raffle, which I'm going to win anyway, so but you know, so don't bother. No, do bother, because I might not win it. If I do win it now, that's going to look very suspicious, isn't it? Absolutely terrible. But and I guess anybody local who loves the game and perhaps is interested in maybe joining the club, You're always open to that?
Absolutely, yeah. There's details on our website, which is www.brentwoodcc.co.uk. The details on there about who to contact if you want to play for the club or just join for the banter and the beer. Or obviously there's details about the Lashings game as well.
Brilliant. Well, the very best of luck for next Friday. I am going to remain quite impartial in this, and I just hope it's, you know, I hope the weather is fine. I'm sure it will be, and I hope everybody has a great time, and some really big names going to be there. I suppose we have got to be a little bit biased, though, haven't we, with the local side. But thank you both, thank you all of you, Dave as well, Dave Turner, for popping in, Paul Webb, chairman of the Brentwood Cricket Club, and John Lever as well, from the Lashings World 11. Thanks ever so much. You better get out into the high street and start selling those programmes. Not sure about the weather today. I think you might get wet today, but get all the rain out the way.
Yeah.
And see you again soon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.